All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Arrowhead Springs Public Infrastructure District. Today is February 5th, 2026. It's 2:03 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Ben, your chair, you want to start?
Ben Ferry, board chair.
Matt Lewis, board member.
Matt Rasband, secretary.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, district accountant.
And Lauren Warburton with CLA as well.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay, that was a no, I take it. Now she's not talking to us, so.
Did you not hear me?
Nope, we couldn't.
Oh, no, there isn't.
Okay, thank you. All right, board meeting minutes from our last meeting, December 4th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I
I
have
have.
no questions.
Okay, could I get a motion then, Ben?
I motion to approve the meeting minutes from the last board meeting.
Thanks, Ben.
I'll second the motion.
Matt Lewis, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, Shelby, you can take over.
All right, sounds good. So, board, as Michael noted, we're going to have this quarterly payments or expenditure listing presented moving forward. So, this covers October 1 through December 31, amounts total just over $1 million. First, this includes the interest payment that was made on the special assessment bonds that were issued earlier in 2025. Also includes bond issue costs from the property tax bond issued in December, and then some consulting costs as well. Any questions on this?
Okay, if
No.
there's no questions, can I get a motion to approve the quarterly expenditure and payment list?
I motion to approve the quarterly expenditure and payment list.
Thanks, Ben.
I second.
Thanks, Matt R. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
So then, board, we have the unaudited year-end financial statements for the district. Starting here with the balance sheet, total assets for the district at the end of the year, just under 57.2 million. So this includes about 34,000 in the general fund, part of the working capital funds there, about 28.4 million in the debt service fund for the assessment bonds. That does include the assessment receivable, which represents the par amount of the bonds. That's the assessment to be collected over the life of the bonds to pay that off. About 2.1 million in the property tax debt service bond, and then about 26.6 million remaining in the capital projects fund. Accounts payable stood at about 82,000. I would note this is higher just because there were some costs of issuance that were paid in January based on the timing of that bond issuance. So that's why it's a little bit higher than normal. Next page is the budget to actual for the general fund. There's interest earned on the working capital fund of about 3,600, and then expenditures were about 3,500. I would just note for accounting, a little bit lower in 2025. We expect that that will ramp up as we discussed in the budget process for the district, just with the audit that will be required for this year, and just kind of having a full year of operations. Next page is the debt service fund for the assessment bonds. We had interest of about 128,000, scheduled interest payments on those bonds of about 1.1, and then the 4.4 represents the transfer from the bond proceeds for the reserve fund and capitalized interest. The next is the debt service fund for the general obligation bonds. Really, activity here is the transfer in from the bond proceeds for the capitalized interest fund here. And then last page is the capital projects fund. So here we had about interest of about 6,800. Expenditures were about 21.3 million. So a couple notes here, bond issue costs. Again, this includes the cost of issuance from both series of bonds that were issued in 2025. Engineering fees were for the connection group, their fees for the cost verifications. And then about 19.7 million represents the payments that were made out for capital infrastructure costs. And then in this other financing sources and uses section, first I would note we have the bond issue proceeds. So this included the $25 million for the assessment bonds, and then the $29 million for the general obligation bonds, and then transfers out, as I noted, in the debt service fund, primarily for reserve funds and capitalized interest. So about 26.5 here going into 2026. Any questions, comments on the financials? Happy to go into more detail too if needed.
You guys
I'm
good?
Good.
Okay.
No
Can I get a motion
here.
To approve the fourth quarter financials then?
I motion to approve the fourth quarter financials as presented.
Thanks, Ben.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Matt Lewis. All those in favor say aye.
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 It is unanimous. All right. Here is the interlocal with Utah Local Governments Trust. So the trust is a co-op of most of the medium to small governmental entities in Utah. So everybody bands together. That's how the trust is able to get such low rates compared to the commercial market, is because everybody does it together. So everybody's a member who belongs. What they've done with the PIDs and the IFDs is they've always just allowed us to contract with them. What they've done this last year is they've said, look, can you guys just join like everybody else? They've also gone to a crime policy instead of a treasurer's bond. So Matt Lewis, for you, you have a treasurer's bond. Now the crime policy will take the place of that, and it covers the entire board. And the premium is based on the budget. So as we spend down the construction project funds, the premium drops with it. So overall, it's a better deal all the way around. So our recommendation is that we join as a member. So you guys have any questions? Nothing changes, no extra costs. So
let's join.
All right. Can I get a motion to approve resolution 2026-01?
I motion to approve resolution 2026-01.
Thanks, Ben.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Matt Lewis. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. That is everything that I show. Ben and Matt Rasband, thank you for signing those documents, and Ben for the budget report as well. I will send you the quarterly report, the Q4 quarterly report for updates. That way we can get it in. That's what I have for you guys. What do you have for us? Anything?
I don't think so. By way of this update, we expect to submit a couple requisitions for reimbursement for, general improvements here in the next couple weeks. That will probably
Perfect.
Total in the $10 million range. So
nice.
Hopefully we'll get those submitted here shortly.
How is everything going development-wise? How's the park?
Oh, it's beautiful. Bring your family. Come play some soccer. You wouldn't. Yeah, it's incredible. Phase one of the park, which is primarily the soccer portion, is 95% complete. A few small items we needed to do in the spring. Obviously, with a very warm winter, we've been able to kind of keep that moving even quicker than we thought. And then working on some finalized plans with the city to get the next phase two, going, which is primarily the baseball complex that we hope to kick off here within the next couple months, and hopefully get mostly done by the end of this year. So it's moving like planned. So
Wow.
that's the park. And then just in terms of development in general, we're into the next couple of townhome phases as well. So it's moving along.
That's awesome. Hey, who's your buddy?
This is my son, Benny. My wife came down sick, so that's why I had to jet home real quick. So, he about to teach him all about PIDs here shortly.
Nice. Nice. How are you, bud? How old are you?
Wearing some Power Rangers costume or something.
Nothing wrong with that.
How old are you now?
Four.
Four.
Four. Nice. I remember when I was four. It was fun.
He knows Matt Rasband here, but the rest of you are new to
hey,
him.
Benny.
Hey, hi, Matt.
Hi.
Is your dad nice to you?
Yeah.
Does he spoil you?
No.
Nice. Is he the favorite between your mom and your dad? Is he the favorite?
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, this is recorded, right? There we
Exactly. You have
go. This
evidence.
is on the state records right here.
I love it.
Sorry
Well,
about
thanks for
sorry about
showing
the
up.
interruption.
Thanks for joining with us.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. Thanks, guys. Oh, we need a motion to adjourn.
I motion to adjourn today's board meeting.
Thanks, Ben.
I second.
Was that Lewis or Razban?
Matt Rasband, sorry.
Razban, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Thanks.